Daisy Thomas, birthday boy. Happy birthday, Daisy.
Thank you very much, team. Good morning.
How are you feeling? Fresh?
Oh, no, I'm no good, mate. I've just wandered down from King Street. I've had one of the all-time great weeks. Revolver Saturday night, straight through all up 161. And here I am.
I
did bugger all weekend, to be completely honest. So it's great to be here, though.
What'd you do over the weekend? You had to go up to Sydney?
Yeah, I went up, Triple M treated me to a birthday present to go watch the Blues play the Giants out at Giants Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well,
Doesn't look good on the scoreboard.
Well, I posted a question and it became quite funny mid-call. I asked if there was COVID restrictions for the crowd and I wasn't taking the piss.
Yeah.
And apparently don't get a crowd.
Yeah, right.
So I think there was about 7,000 people went out there to watch that.
Really?
Yeah, the biggest crowd of the weekend was in Launceston.
Yeah, but 7,000 is awful.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
For GWS at home.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, Carlton aren't travelling that well, but I would have thought 7,000.
No, so it wasn't a great spectacle. But look, it was nice. It was nice to go through an airport and just see a few people that aren't, obviously, that you knockabouts. And I love the rules in airports. Flying back at 8 o'clock out of flights, I was at the airport at 6:45 because I hate being late, and just watching a bloke knock back a couple of VBs talking excessively loud on his phone.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. A VB at 7.
And then looking in the mirror and realising it was me. it's just no rules in airports. It's the best part of it.
What about Friday night? That was a belter, wasn't it?
That was an absolute cracking game. Down at the Cattery again.
Crowbarred them all together.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, we'll only let a few people in because of COVID.
Yeah.
But the people we let in, you're bloody sitting right next to each other on the wings and that's it. We won't spread you out.
That makes no sense at all.
And then, of course, the famous goal after the siren and then they all pile on each other. And then for the optics of the AFL, because in the do-gooder world we live in now, they go and sing the song 30 seconds post after piling on each other and they put their masks on.
Oh, so that's a nice touch, isn't it?
It's just, you know, because COVID obviously doesn't spread if you just kick the match-winning goal. But when you're singing the song, it's a lot higher chance.
In that first massive lockdown, remember dudes were like fist bumping and stuff, trying to do elbows, stay away
handshaking
from each other.
Yes,
didn't last long.
No, it's still weird times. But hopefully this weekend, I saw Damien Barrett, Triple M Zone last night, reporting we should have some crowds this weekend.
Yes, they're saying about 30%, aren't they, Will?
20 to 30 they're hoping for at the MCG, which would be good.
That's at least something, so fingers crossed, because there's a couple of decent games this weekend. The Pies are playing at Marvel Stadium on Saturday, and then the Bombers Saturday night.
Yeah, 6 of the top 8 play each other this week, so
that's a good round of footy.
Yeah. Well, what about North? You haven't discussed North v Brisbane.
They were actually okay. I didn't see a lot of it. I was just checking the scores. Mm. But from all reports, they were competitive again. They've turned a corner. Mm. They've got a little bit of belief down there. The first part of the season, obviously, going horribly. But now they've sort of figured out a bit of a groove. Low-scoring affair. It was a pretty...
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, Brisbane scoring 68 points is...
That's as probably nice as I can be to North
Melbourne. Yeah. A low-scoring affair.
That
was as diplomatic as you've ever been. All right, let's come back and do your world-famous segment, Winners and Losers.
Daisy Thomas is with us this morning.
Daisy's winners.
Winning.
A win here and a win there.
Daisy, before we do winners and losers, we got you a cake. Yay! Happy birthday!
Are we going to sing?
Our mission is to sing you, morons.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daisy.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip it.
Hey.
Hip.
Hey.
Yep, blow that out quickly so the sprinkler doesn't go off.
Lauren made that for you.
Did you really?
She assembled that from several profito rolls.
I got that excited on the when you just brought it in there at first glance. I thought they might have been Dim Sims. I thought if there was the perfect cake.
A Dim Sim cake is actually a great idea.
I'm still very grateful, but... Crikey, just smacking 15 or however many Dim Sims free.
Would have been fun.
Oh, boy.
We've missed an opportunity there.
That's
next
all right.
Year, you'll get a Dim Sim cake.
And very COVID-safe blowout too, so everyone can partake in eating them too.
Beautiful.
And mainly Tilly, who's outside now, who's good luck to her teacher at school in the next half hour if she's just put 3 in her mouth. Anyway, the beauty of schooling.
Winners and losers,
winners,
Daisy.
Well, winners and losers, and I've had a bit of time to reflect over the weekend. There wasn't a whole lot of footy, so I've decided I'm just going to do winners from now on.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to come in on a Monday and just put the bad juju out there for the week.
I like
of,
that.
a bit of negative energy. So from now on,
winners only.
Winners only. Which,
well, we'll have to change the opener.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. You can. If there's a big enough loser on one weekend, I might still clip them. But
okay, good.
It just halves my workload, so really. So just winners.
Generally winners, but occasional losers.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just do the better parts of the weekend. I think that's just a nicer way to start off your week.
Nice.
We all happy with that?
Yeah.
Nice. Mate, good, because my segment's so stiff.
I'm just happy you're here.
So the biggest or the number one winner for the weekend was the Cats. We spoke about that. How good Friday night footy, just a cracker. Ripping game. And, of course, Gary Rowan. Mm. Now, this is a bloke who hasn't been the most consistent footballer throughout his career.
No, and off field had a bit of a rough time.
Well, he's buggered up a few times, it's safe to say. And in big games, he's tended to go missing through most of his career, which is, you know, that's not a dig. That's just the cold, hard facts. This season, he's been unbelievable in big games. And then just the composure after the bell to go back and kick it on a cold, wet night down there. Mm. Absolute scenes that
and
was.
And then give everyone COVID.
And then just spread it as quick as you like. Dead set super spreader set up. So well done to him. This is slightly old, my second winner of the week, the tribunal for last week.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't get to come in after the big case, but good to see some common sense coming into this game. Because we all spoke about what does this mean for the game going forward if he's found guilty, that being McKay from Adelaide, I should say. Mm. Just good that they appointed some footballing people to make the decision.
Mm. Yeah.
I gave the tribunal a clip for not actually having the balls to make a decision, or the MRO himself, but good to see the right outcome in the end.
No, I agree.
What about just how long it dragged on for, though? That's
over 3 hours. Oh, like, Christ. What are you talking about? They must have just been catching up.
Anytime you've got biomechanists in and lawyers and...
Yeah, I know.
It's not that hard. Did he hit him in the head? Did he mean to? Could he make a decision, yes or no?
Yeah.
Sweet. Everyone back to the pub.
Yeah.
The third biggest winner, just the stars of the competition I'm giving it to this week.
This is
just
nice.
Some really good performances. Toby Green for the GWS Giants. The torpedo he kicked at halftime, I think it was, or quarter time. Did you see that?
Slotted it. I didn't see it.
So got a free kick about 55 metres out. And just went
for it.
Just went back after the bell, no worries, and just put it through three-quarter post high.
Beautiful.
How good's that? We love the torp.
What a kick.
The torp is back. Jakey Stringer, the package, unbelievable down in Hobart. 29 disposals, 4 goals won, 12 score involvements. Just turned that game on its head.
He's on fire.
He is on fire. The Bombers are on fire. And Ollie Wines, 43 disposals. He, if he's not leading the Brownlow at this point, he will be very, very close.
All right.
He's leading the triple MVP. I know.
Well, and that's if you don't win the Brownlow, you may as well win the triple MVP.
You're absolutely right.
Do you get the Mungrel Boots?
I reckon Mungrel Boots are the sponsor.
Absolutely.
I think you got like a watch or something nice. Last year.
Watch.
I should find out.
Just a little flick on strap. No, it's a great award, the triple MVP, and everyone wants to win that. But so to the stars of the game, well done to them, and well done to me. It's my birthday. I've been Daisy Thomas. You've been all right. See you next week.
Have a great week. Yeah, we'll chat to you again next week. Well